diver was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world looked. Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really cooked. Isadora was the first bra burner, and you're glad she showed up.
Oh, yeah.
And when the country was falling apart, Betsy Ross got it all sewed up.
And then there's Maud.
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 And then
that uncompromising, enterprising, anything but tranquilizing. Right on, Maud.
Now, wait a minute, Florida. What do you mean she's out?
You stop yelling at me, Mr.
I'm not yelling! And if I am yelling, I'm sorry. I mean, believe me, the last thing in the world I want is to make you mad at me.
Well, if that's the last thing you want, then you ain't got nothing to look forward to, because you have just reached your goal.
Well, I'm sick and tired of coming home and never finding more here. What about a phone call, a message? She must have said something to you, Florida.
To the best of my recollection, she ain't told me nothing. And anything I might add would be hearsay.
What kind of an answer is that?
Well, I figured if it worked for Watergate, it'll work for me. Anyway, don't go blaming me. I didn't give Mrs. Finley no real estate license.
Well, neither did I. For the last 3 weeks, she's never been home. She's always out trying to sell a house someplace. What's that?
That is your dinner that Mrs. Finley prepared with her own two hands. Green noodle surprise.
Green noodle surprise? It smells awful.
Yeah, but it smells better than it tastes. That's the surprise part.
Florida, I've had the world's worst day, and I need a woman. A woman who can give me comfort and affection and some tender, loving care.
Well, who did you?
Florida, I can serve myself. Go get your bus.
Oh, great. And if I hurry, I can still catch the day workers section of the ghetto flyer.
Green little surprise.
Ow, ooh, 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 ooh.
Man may work from sun to sun, but woman's work is never done.
Arthur, go away.
What'd you do, burn yourself?
No, I didn't burn myself. I always butter my finger before dinner.
You shouldn't put butter on a burn. That needs a doctor's attention. All gone.
Stick around, Arthur, in case they back into the stove.
Good heavens! What is that glove?
My dinner.
No, really? Are you sure, Walter? I swear, I saw a science fiction movie last night, and that very stuff was taken over the earth.
Walter!
Honey, I'm home!
Walter, wait! For heaven's sake, fix your hair. She didn't want to come home to a household drudge.
Knock it off, Arthur.
Walter. Walter, Walter, I think I have sold my first house.
Hey!
The Kaplan seem like truly motivated buyers, because I won't really know until tomorrow morning. But, Walter, if I sell this house, I make $932 in commission. If this keeps up, we can move into a bigger place. I'll sell it to you.
Congratulations, Marty. $932. That's not bad for a woman.
Listen, Arthur, for your information, women are holding their own with men in every profession. This in spite of the fact that the only encouragement you've given us is in the world's oldest profession. Which, incidentally, Arthur, you couldn't make a nickel at.
Really? I could have been a midnight cowboy, you know. I just don't like to stay up that late.
Everybody's talking at me.
Forget about Arthur and let me have my dinner.
Honey, are you upset about something?
Upset? Do I look like a man who's upset?
Oh, come on now, Walter. With that look on your face, you're either upset or you're suffering a massive attack of trapped gas bubbles. You had a bad day, didn't you, dear? Oh, sweetheart, I'm so sorry. I've been so busy talking about my day, I didn't even think to ask you about yours. Sweetheart, how was your day? Well, you know, the first house I showed the cameras, it was so embarrassing. We were in the bathroom and I flushed the john, you know, to show them that it worked. And 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 all I could think of to say was, my, aren't we lucky? My cup runneth over. You were saying. Not now, Walter. I'm expecting the Bungays. That must be them. Oh, Walter, Walter, I'm showing them the Connolly house down the block. Coming! I'm coming! I'm coming! Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Bungay. How terribly sweet of you to meet me here instead of down at the office. But this absolute dream of a house I'm showing you is right around the corner.
Glad to do it, little lady. Anything to get out of Newark.
Oh, I know.
Come in, Mr. Bungay. Oh, this house is adorable. Look, Howard, don't you just love that staircase?
Oh, yeah.
Hey! Hey, look, look! They don't build staircases like this anymore.
No, they don't. I was so lucky it came with the stairs.
I just love this place. I don't suppose, Mrs. Finley, that this house is for sale.
Well, as we in the trade always say, Mrs. Bungay, any house is for sale at the right price.
Mrs. Finley, I'm in meat. Believe me, I've got the right price.
Now look at the dining room, Howard.
Oh, will you excuse me? Hello? No, this is not Mr. Findlay. This is Mrs. Findlay. Yeah, yeah, thank you. You have a clarion voice, too. The Tudor house on Simmons?
Let's look at the kitchen, Howard.
Oh, Mrs. Bungay, wait!
Oh, don't bother getting up. We're just looking. Go right on eating.
Howard, I just adore this kitchen.
Yeah, they don't make kitchens like this anymore. How much is Miss Finley asking for this house?
This house is not for sale.
Oh. But we
If you want to buy something, how would you like to buy this?
What?
Oh, Walter, what? That's no way to invite people to dinner. I'm terrible.
Mrs. Finley, he's got a lot to learn about being a host.
So I'm very sorry.
No, Maud, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you ever got your real estate license. Get him out!
Look, I'm going to show you the Connolly house. You'll love it. I want to thank you for your help, Walter. And just so that you don't think I'm ungrateful, from now on, darling, your love life is going to be about as exciting as a rerun of the Donna Reed show.
Well, why don't you all wait in the car and I'll be there in a minute. Oh, and please excuse my husband.
We think it's a calcium deficiency.
Just a minute. We'll wait
just Thomas. Congratulations, Walter. If you wanted this to be the single most humiliating moment of my life, you succeeded.
Have you gone completely bananas trying to sell this house?
Oh, come on, Walter. You know darn well I have no intention of selling this house. It was just a sales ploy. And believe me, after a hard day at the office, I don't have to come home to this.
I come home 3 nights this week, and I got nobody to listen to but myself.
You must get a lot of sleep that way. Walter, how about me? When you work late at the office and I am alone, do I complain?
Everybody expects a man to work late. That happens.
Ah. That's man's work, isn't it?
That's right.
Yes. And the other things, the cooking and the sewing and the cleaning, that's woman's work.
Yes.
Right. Walter, I want more than that. I need more than that. Maud Findlay, Walter, who never accomplished anything in the outside world that she could be proud of, has won her real estate license.
You also got a marriage license, Maud.
I know, Walter. And so do 300 girls in Kentucky who are 9 years old. Please do me a favor, Walter, and get off my back! Hi, kids. Be out in a sec. I don't have time to discuss this now because I have to go
sit down
with
you, Maud.
But believe me, Walter, I am not taking this lying down.
Maud!
Come back.
Sit!
There, you see what you just made? You made a lamp. Now, let me show you something, Maud. When I've had a horrible day at the store, and I come home at night, my head needs this lamp.
Oh, Walter. Walter, I know you have needs, but I have needs too. Walter, my real estate license says Maud Findlay. It doesn't say Mrs. Walter Findlay. Walter, the state of New York has actually recognized me as a human being. And those people out there recognize me as a human being. Excuse me. Oh. I'm sorry, I have to take my lap with me.
I know that you have needs, Maud, but I have a few meats too. And as your husband, I also have a few rights.
It's finally coming out, isn't it, Walter? Lighting up the sky with a huge sign, "This world for men only."
Boy, listen. I'm a man 50 years old with a certain pattern to his life, living with a woman who fits into that pattern. And if you want to change that pattern, you better tell me, and tell me right now, because it's the Bungays or me, period.
Honey, you know there's no choosing between you and the Bungays. Walter, I love you. You're my life, Walter. I'd be nothing without you. And darling, I'm going to prove it to you. Just as soon as I finish showing that house to you. When you used to wake me up at your 2 o'clock feeding, your 4 o'clock feeding, and your 6 o'clock,
all 8 o'clock.
Even Mark Spitz can't drink that much.
Okay, so now you're eating.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Walter is not here. He hasn't phoned. There's no message. I have to talk to somebody.
Oh, maybe it's with Arthur.
No, I phoned Arthur and he hasn't seen him all night. There's something else, Carol. I went through Walter's closet and that dark brown double-breasted sports jacket is missing. The one that makes him look like Cesar Romero. When I've been drinking. Carol, how can you sleep at a time like this?
With your voice, it isn't easy. Mother, I'm sure Walter is all right. How long has he been gone?
5.5 hours, Carol, since I left with the Bungays.
Who are you calling?
I'm going to call the police and report him missing. I'm using that special emergency number they tell you to use when you need help in a hurry. Busy. Baby calling. Operator, would you get me the police, please? Oh, Carol, Walter's just got to be all right. Hello? Yes, hello, officer. I'd like to report a missing person. My number? 555-9060. Walter Findlay. D, with a D. Yeah. 50. 5'10 and a half. Dark brown eyes. And a small bald spot that's only noticeable from the top of the stairs. No, this is not his boyfriend. This is his wife. Carol, this is the first time that Walter has ever done anything like this. He could be lying somewhere in a gutter. Or worse.
Mother, look, there must be some explanation. Now, didn't Walter say anything?
Nothing. He said nothing, Carol. Oh, he did say something. How did he put it? I don't know. Something about it's either my job or him.
What? Mother, that's an ultimatum. That's blackmail.
Who cares about that? What difference does it make? The man is missing, Carol. Who cares what he said? Who cares where he's been? Oh, dear God, just bring him home. Where the hell have you been?
Good morning, Carol.
Walter, do me a favor. The next time you run away from home, do it at a decent hour.
Walter, I asked you a question. Where have you been?
And I told you about.
Out? What kind of an answer is that?
It's very simple, Maud. From now on, when I come home and you're not here, then I go out.
Walter, am I hearing right? Are you trying to blackmail me into quitting my job?
Yes.
Yes, that's a worse answer than out. Walter, let's compromise. Let's compromise. I'll tell you, I promise not to work so many nights and not to work so many weekends.
Nights and weekends. Maud, when do real estate people do most of their business?
Nights and weekends. Oh, sweetheart, whatever happened to the strength of our relationship, Walter? My love for you and your marvelous readiness to give in. You know, that's a quality you must never lose,
Walter. I'm tired, Maud.
Walter, why must I be the one to always give in?
Maud, I tried it your way, but I just can't hack it. I'm an old-fashioned man who needs an old-fashioned marriage, and that's the way it's got to be.
All right. All right. All right, all right, all right, Walter, you win. I'll quit my job.
Maud, you mean that?
Yes, Walter. I'll do what women have done down through history. I'll surrender to save my marriage. But why, I don't know, Walter, because right now I hate that marriage more than anything I can think of. But don't worry, Walter. I'll try to be the perfect wife. I'll be here every afternoon at 5 to make a lap for your head. I do have one thing with us, sweetheart. If you'll let me out of the house just one more day, I'd like to have my feet bound.
Lord.
Kung fu, Walter.
Morning, Mother.
I'm deliriously happy. I've been laughing hysterically, except I read somewhere it gives you wrinkles.
I'm late. I've got to get to work.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
I've got to get to work.
You had to rub it in, didn't you? Young, attractive daughter goes off to fascinating job, while old, used-up housewife stays at home waiting for Tarzan to come downstairs to have his loincloth pressed. Take advantage of these years, Carol.
Oh, good morning, Maud.
Good morning, my darling.
About last night.
Oh, sweetheart, not another word, you old booby-doo. Come, sweetheart. Sit down while the perfect wife serves the perfect breakfast to the perfect husband.
Oh, man can't ask for anything more than that.
Your glass of sunshine tree. Here, your favorite omelet and the bacon done to a munchy, crunchy crispness just the way you love it.
Mmm.
Raisin toast, lightly buttered. Oh, and sweetheart, incidentally, before you go, I want to warm your coat.
Poopy-doo.
Can I have some marmalade?
But of course, my darling.
You know what? I felt a little bad about last night. Especially after we went upstairs and you wanted to sleep at the foot of the bed. So I was actually going to come down here this morning and suggest that you work a couple of hours a week at the store. I could always find something to keep you busy.
Something to keep me busy, boy.
You silly Billy.
You know I have more than enough work to do right here.
That's right.
By the way, sweetheart, I made a list of some things that I thought you might like me to do for you today. Let's see. Pick up your suits and jacket from the cleaners. Mm-hmm. Get a new nozzle for your water pick.
The kitchen chairs?
The kitchen chairs? Of course, you've been after me for 6 weeks to paint them. I already bought the paint.
And if you could find time, I'd like you to take my brown shoes to the shoemaker.
Oh, of course, darling. And after that, I'll clean the mud off your golf clubs.
Well, you don't have to open
it. And then fix the fly on your jumpsuit.
Well, you don't have to paint a chair.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, darling. No amount of work is too much for a woman when it comes to her capital M-A-N.
You don't have to paint the chairs now.
You want me to paint the chairs now, Walter? Your every wish is my command.
What? That's a $100 jacket!
$40 slacks!
My English shoes!
And your French tie! And your Swiss watch! Hello. Oh, Mr. Curtis. No. I'm very glad you called. Yes, there's something I wanted to tell you. The Kaplans are buying the house? Walter, the Kaplans are buying... Yes, Mr. Curtis. It's very exciting to have made my first commission. Yeah. You have a hot prospect? I'm sorry, Mr. Curtis, but I can't. No, not today. And not tomorrow either. Now, you see, Mr. Curtis, I'm quitting my job. I'm retiring. You see, my husband and I came to a decision. No, Mr. Curtis, it's the happiest decision I've ever made in my life. Now, I'd be laughing hysterically, only I hear it gives you wrinkles. Mr. Curtis, would you send me my business cards? Yeah, the ones with my own name on them. Maud Finley. Yeah, in case I ever get amnesia, I'll know who I am. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Curtis. Thank you for giving me this chance. Yeah. Thank you, too, for wanting me.
All right, Maud, call him back. Call him back.
I don't understand.
Neither do I.
You mean you want me to work?
No, I don't want you to work, but watching you on the phone just now, I just remembered something I learned at school. I forget exactly how it went, but the idea was a person's happy only when he's doing his own thing and doing it well. And I guess that goes as much for women as it does for men.
Walter. Walter, I promise you will never be sorry I'm working. And Walter, now that we have finally faced this problem, it's behind us.
That's right, Maud. It's behind us.
And ahead of us.
To the left of us.
To the right of us.
All over us.
Corner from us.
Florida, here she comes. Here she comes.
Walter, you get right up from there. That is not funny.
Look, let me explain.
Later. Oh, Florida, I had the most terrible day.
Tired of Becky and Darlene breaking curfew, Roseanne and Dan teach them a lesson. Roseanne, next on Deja Vu.